Wanna get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com.
All right, guys, time for a quick around-the-room session. All the big things that have been happening all over the world, we tackle all the pop culture stuff, and I want to start with something that happens to everybody. You go to a restaurant with friends on your birthday, and what happens? They sing the happy birthday song to you. But, of course, they do it in a different way. And do you, by the way, do you know why they do it in a different way?
Who's they?
Well, like, everybody? A restaurant will change the words for copyright issues.
My birthday was last week, and they came out. And I had to catch the waitress before I said, listen, I do not want the song.
Just well, listen.
Don't.
Every restaurant does it in a different way, and it's usually pretty bad, but you need to get Miranda. She has to wait on you. She works at Cracker Barrel in Illinois, and listen to how she does it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Clarkson.
Man, she's the next, who was the waitress? The country one. Carrie Underwood. Damn it. Yeah.
She was a waitress?
Yeah. Carrie Underwood was a waitress in North Carolina.
Well, yeah, but who would have thought? You know, Cracker Barrel, you can be discovered.
Let's get her on Idol or The Voice.
Damn. Totally. She was really good.
Really good. And by the way, do you enjoy Cracker Barrel like I do?
Never. Just been side there. Note. Ever.
Oh, my God.
I kind of have to admit, I tweeted something happened at Cracker Barrel, and I got a lot of responses a couple of
days ago.
Chicken
fried chicken, baby.
So. Mm-hmm.
Never been there. This was a big week for creepster dating outing in Hollywood. I don't know if you all have followed this, but a couple of people have been outed. All of a sudden, these people, you never know who's recording your shit. Like, everybody records everything. And that first story broke about Ben Affleck on TikTok.
Which was pathetic.
Yeah, this girl, like, all of a sudden, she matched on this, what's it called, Raya or Raja?
Raya, something, yeah.
Whatever that celebrity dating app is, you have to get approved and blah, blah, blah. For a girl, you just have to be hot. And then all these creepsters are on there. And so Ben Affleck matched with this girl, and she played the video of him because she, unmatched him. And then he wrote back saying, like, it was me. The clip was very short. You couldn't make much out of it. But then this other girl comes out and sells out Matthew Perry. I believe this girl was 19 or 20, and Perry's, what, 50-something? And she posted a small clip just so you can get a little dose of his creepster-ishness. He wanted to play, like, a game of, like, 20 questions. And here's a clip of what she screen grabbed from him.
Do you always play with your hair this much?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, creeper.
Valley girl. Yeah, he sounded creepy, and so did Ben Affleck, but I guess I'm not surprised on the Affleck front.
This girl's taken it down since then. She removed the clip, but that was the teeny little, that's all she posted. There wasn't any more else I would give it to.
But if you're a celebrity and you're on a site like this, you have to expect this is probably going to happen.
I guess.
This may be the most out-of-this-world premiere that I've ever heard about. Did you guys hear this Coldplay story? They just released a new song called Higher Power, and it was produced by Max Martin. You know, I know they work a lot with Max Martin, but the song had its world premiere as an extraterrestrial transmission on the International Space Station by French ESA astronaut Thomas Pesquet. That is crazy.
You've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know.
I didn't know they were Christian rock now.
It does sound like that.
I do like it though. It kind of is reminiscent of some of their, you know, some of their older stuff. I liked it.
reminds me of like an 80s TV commercial jingle kind of thing.
It totally does.
Well, over the weekend, you know, they have, what, two more, I think, live episodes of SNL before they go into summer reruns. And the second to last was this past Saturday. Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus. Elon Musk was the host, Miley Cyrus the musical guest. But I don't know if you caught Elon Musk. He was actually very funny. Obviously, there were writers and all that, but he did a great job.
I thought so, too.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. Now, a lot of times, people are reduced to the dumbest thing they ever did. Like one time, I smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. And now, all the time, I hear Elon Musk, all he ever does is smoke weed on podcasts. Like, I go from podcast to podcast, lighting up joints. It happened once. It's like reducing O.J. Simpson to murderer. That was one time. Fun fact, O.J. also hosted this show in 79. And again, in 96, killed both times.
They're getting ripped saying that this is possibly one of the worst SNLs of all time. They started doing the rankings of the worst ever.
Do people not like Elon Musk? Because there were a lot of people that were not happy that he was going to be the host.
I don't know. I mean, I like him, and I like what he does. And some people are also questioning whether he really has Asperger's. They're saying because he's such a poor joke teller in real life, they're questioning whether that was a joke or real. And, I mean, I don't know how people are going to find out, but I thought that was odd. This was just reading through Twitter. Some articles had questioned it.
Well, the monologue was his best, for sure. There were a couple of skits that were kind of whack that he didn't pull off. Like, I thought the Gen Z hospital skit had potential, but it never really did anything for me.
I agree. And they also had, it just felt like he was in too many skits. They were trying to really get the bang for their buck, so he was rushing around from skit to skit. I just thought it fell flat. I mean, I'm a huge fan, obviously. I drive a Tesla. I love what he's done. I mean, it's impressive. I guess I don't know what I expected. I guess because the hype was so big.
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree. Too much hype, and then it let you down.
Well, you want hype. How about Caitlyn Jenner releasing the first campaign ad as a governor candidate in California?
I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race, arguably my most important one yet, to save California.
Wow. Just wow.
There you go.
Look, I applaud Bruce Jenner for what he did, turning in to, you know, being where she is now comfortable and being Caitlyn. But I just always see the 1976 Bruce Jenner Olympics in my head.
Wheaties.
I can't get used to it. But I applaud that she's happy.
You know, it's weird. I haven't watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians in years.
You haven't kept up with the Kardashians?
Haven't kept. But for some reason, I was out of town this weekend, and I was flipping through the channels, and one of the latest episodes came on where they were announcing, you know, that they're ending the show, and they were just all like crying about ending the show. But I guess I was shocked that how different they look. I mean, those girls were beautiful in the beginning. Why did they need all that plastic surgery?
I know.
It was just shocking to me.
Right. That's why if I see an old Kardashians on from like maybe 9 years ago, I'm more likely to stop and watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for the technology they have in their hands, and they all look different, but that's a good point, Leslie.
I don't know if you've watched Kimmel lately, but he joked a little bit about our president the other night, Joe Biden, mispronouncing this new coronavirus vaccine website.
Grand POTUS is also reaching out directly to the kids.
I love that. Grand POTUS. That's pretty funny.
Now, with the kind of hip tech know-how you rarely expect from a 78-year-old man.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.com, or text your zip code to 438829.
Easy as pie.
It's classic. You don't have to search for those. Those are so easy to find.
Do you remember when we started talking about the internet back in the radio days, and we had to be like, HTTP.
I know, www.
But dude, .gum?
I know.
All right, Sleepy Joe.
Hey, moving on. You know, Pink was one of the many stars who battled COVID last year. And in a recent interview with Mark Wright, she said it prompted her to change her will because she thought she wasn't going to make it. Check this out.
This is going to sound crazy, but we had COVID last year, very early in March. And it was really, really bad. And I rewrote my will and I called my best friend and I said, because Jameson and I were really sick and Carrie and Willow weren't. So, you know, at the point where I thought it was over for us, I called my best friend and I said, I just need you to tell Willow how much I loved her.
Was it that bad? Was it, Pink?
Yeah, it was really, really scary and really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, Cubby, you introducing that segment made me think about something from last week. You were ripping on me for saying bomb.
You're right. Well, it just sounded different to me, but then even Leslie agreed.
Why in the hell do you say COVID?
Did he say COVID?
Every time. And I always mean to ask him.
Oh,
it's COVID.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Wait, so I thought I said COVID.
You said COVID. You always say COVID.
I did say COVID?
Yeah.
Well, I meant COVID.
Okay. I thought maybe you had some sort of mishmash of a word that you were like, that you maybe talk about on your radio show and you, COVID.
Right. No, that's a good point. No, if I said COVID, I'm sorry. I meant
COVID.
Like
an old married couple here.
Exactly.
We've been married a long time. If you did either of you catch COVAX? Or no, Vax Live, Covax. That should have been it.
See?
What?
You got me going sideways. Did you catch Vax Live? It was recorded the weekend prior, but it just played last weekend. And Dave Grohl came out, and he seemed pretty excited.
Who missed going to rock and concerts? Who missed rock concerts? Y'all, you miss live music a little bit, right? Ladies and gentlemen, from AC/DC, Brian Johnson is here with us right now.
Okay, I'm gonna skip through to the middle of the song, but I want to say before you start making a weird comment, do you know the struggles that Brian Johnson has been through?
Yes, I do.
He had this thing called Bennett syndrome, and they thought he was on the path to cancer. This was, I want to say, early 2000s, and he had massive esophagus damage, and then he started losing his hearing. So during the last album, I think during 2016 or 17, so this dude has been through a lot. So he does sound a little different, but that being said, how kick-ass to see him singing Back in Black with the Foo Fighters. At that one part where it kind of dropped out, that was not his voice. That was him saying, I'm fucking back.
Was that what he said?
Yeah. Like I didn't have the clip of the actual unedited version, but yeah, he's like, I'm fucking back.
I love how Dave Grohl just geeks out over his musical heroes. It's really heartwarming to see that.
Yeah.
I thought he sounded great.
That was like some record for, or I guess the first fully COVID functional concert, COVID concert. So they had like testing, they had like everything you can imagine.
Now, this is just one of the reasons I love Hugh Jackman, because he's such a good guy, but I don't know if you saw this or not. He had this encounter with a fan who ended up being this New York police officer, and the police officer was saying, you know, hey, I think you should be in the new Ryan Reynolds Deadpool movie. So Jackman was like, say that again, and he took his phone out and filmed the officer saying that so he could send it to Ryan Reynolds.
John just came up to me and I thought was going to somehow give me a ticket for something. But anyway, John, say what you just said to me.
Hey, Ryan, you got to get this guy in Deadpool 3, even if it's for a 10-minute cameo. That will be awesome. That movie will be so cool, so great. It will blow the box office.
Yeah, you could add or I'll ticket you.
Or I'll ticket you.
Classic New York police.
What would be cool is if he ended up getting some sort of cameo. Maybe the police officer should get like an agent's fee
Yeah.
Total. Or get on the app Cameo.
How funny was that? That's good stuff.
Follow the Pop Culture Show on Twitter for the latest breaking celebrity, music, and TV news. Keep on top of your pop culture news with us on Twitter. Follow @PopCultureShow on Twitter.